Welcome to the final Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute for 2022. My topic today is crowning the year old and new. Reading Psalm 65, verse 11, you crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. What a great scripture. In the Hebrew, the word crown means to surround. During 2022, God surrounded you with himself and good things. In 2023, he wants to do the same and more. Crown or surround the year with his goodness. He wants your paths to drip with the abundance of provision. This does not mean that you did not face challenges in 2022 or avoid challenges and difficulties in 2023. The key is, he said that he will surround you. In the story of Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings chapter 6, the servants awoke to see that the two of them were surrounded by the armies of the enemy. But Elisha said, there are more with us than with them. The servant thought Elisha had lost his mind until he prayed that the Lord would open his eyes that he may see. When his spiritual eyes were opened, his natural eyes could see that God had crowned them or surrounded them with the armies of angels who were more numerous and vastly more powerful than armies of men. The biggest part of 2023 will be your perspective. What will you see? What will you choose to see? Will you believe that God has crowned the new year and surrounds you? Or will you only stare at the problems, look for the negatives, or allow people and circumstances to sap your energy? Say this out loud. God has crowned my year with goodness. My paths drip with abundance. Amen. Here in this post, you will find a link to a highlights video from our community Christmas Jesus celebration and outreach held at two churches on December 10th and 17th. You'll notice that God helped us to crown or surround people with joy and gifts. Let us carry that generous and serving spirit into the new year. I want to invite you to join us Saturday from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. for New Year's Eve fellowship and prayer time. If you are blessed by the Firm Foundation Minute for almost all of 2022, consider sowing a seed and certainly praying that God gives me grace to continue. God bless and be encouraged.